Niagara's infrastructure deficit is set to against cost Pelham residents in the form of water rates in 2025, with town staff recommending a 9.5% hike on wastewater and 6.5% on water. The rates, proposed during the committee of the whole portion of Feb 5's council meeting, amount to an 8% annual hike across the board, or an additional $95 for the average Pelham household. The rates mirror last year's increase, and Mayor Marvin Junkin says declining infrastructure at the Niagara region level is again to blame. "I do not have good news," the mayor said in response to a question about this from Councillor Shelley Nisnik. "The overall infrastructure at the region, I believe, is 49% now considered in poor condition, so we will have to continue to heavily invest in infrastructure." He added that he expects the rate increases to stay at the same pace for, at least, the next 5 years. "We don't seem to be keeping up." Much like previous years, the staff report attempted to blunt the alarming reality by pointing out that Pelham continues to have some of the lowest water rates in Niagara, where Port Colborne and Fort Erie register the highest. "These numbers have a huge impact on how we set our rates," Pelham Deputy Treasurer Usama Siraj said of the region's infrastructure deficit. The rate hike is expected to pass at Council's next meeting, on February 19. Commemorative crosswalks approved. Council voted to install two painted crosswalks to honor Canada's veterans, one outside the MCC and the other at Pelham Town Square outside the Fonthill Library, after some intense discussion about location and paint material. Despite attempts by some councillors to include it, Fenwick lost out on a crosswalk because of the paving stone construction of the existing crosswalks there. One of the commemorative crossings will be made out of a thermoplastic sheet, while another will be painted. Ward 1 councillor Kevin Kerr asked if a new crosswalk could be placed in downtown Fenwick, but the public works director said a warrant would be needed, presumably including a full study, in order to build a new crossing where one currently does not exist. New Deputy Mayor Brian Eckhart, joining the meeting remotely from outdoors in a clearly warm southern climate, then asked whether a commemorative bench could be placed in Fenwick. Former Deputy Mayor John Wink replied that the discussion was getting off topic. "Let's go back to crosswalks, please," Wink said. Councillor Wayne Olson's initial idea to add a third crosswalk was dropped. The staff report was unable to confirm if any surplus exists to fund the proposed $17,000 cost of the two crosswalks. While the intent is to have at least one crosswalk in place by the 80th anniversary of the liberation of the Netherlands on May 5, the report says that due to weather, Remembrance Day in November is a more realistic timeline. Additional council news via the Town of Pelham. Lincoln Pelham Public Library, LPPL, awards. The Town of Pelham Mayor congratulated the Lincoln Pelham Public Library for the recognition received at the 2025 Library Awards Gala in Toronto on January 30, 2025. The LPPL received provincial accreditation, which involved a rigorous self-assessment of 190 elements covering library operations, facilities, and policies. The LPPL also received the Alita Technology Advancing Libraries Award, which recognizes a project demonstrating leadership in applying technology to benefit library users, enhance library operations, and extend partnerships. Learn more at www.lppl.ca. Revised vendor licensing and special event permit bylaws. Council received report 2025-0048, revisions to vendor licensing and special event permit bylaws, and approved in principle the vendor licensing bylaw and special event permit bylaw and directed the clerk to prepare and present the bylaws for consideration at the next regular meeting of council. www.pelham.ca/licenses. Corporate Asset Naming Policy. Council received Report 2025-0021, Corporate Asset Naming Policy, for information and approved the revised Corporate Asset Naming Policy S-20103. The policy includes adopting 6 guiding principles to ensure the asset naming process reflects diversity, equity, and inclusion. It also commits to prioritizing names significant to veterans, indigenous peoples, and other equity-deserving groups. In addition, the policy establishes a list of approved names for the name registry.